for CRI News. This is Shane Bigham. Chinese presidents called for fully implementing the spirit of the 19th National Congress of the Communist Party of China and pressing ahead with reform. Xi Jinping, also General Secretary of the CPC's Central Committee and Chairman of the Central Military Commission, made the remarks at the first meeting of the leading group for deepening overall reform of the 19th CPC Central Committee, which he heads. The leading group called for coordinated action in pushing forward the tasks set at the 19th CPC National Congress, as well as continued efforts in ongoing projects. In addition, it ordered early planning of reform for 2018, the 40th anniversary of the beginning of reform and opening up. It's been announced that Chinese Premier Li Keqiang will visit Hungary and Russia starting from Sunday. Li Keqiang's heading to Hungary to take part in a meeting of leaders among China and Central and Eastern European countries. The meeting coincides with the 5th anniversary of the establishment of China's cooperation with the 16 countries in that region. On top of his agenda in Russia will be a meeting of the Council of Heads of Government of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization in Sochi. The ruling parties of China and North Korea have pledged to strengthen inter-party exchange and coordination and push forward the development of bilateral relations. The pledge was made during a visit to North Korea by Song Tao, special envoy of Xi Jinping, General Secretary of the Communist Party of China's Central Committee. Song Tao, who is the head of the CPC's Central Committee's International Department, held talks with leaders of the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea, or WPK, during which he introduced the main spirit of the 19th CPC National Congress held last month in Beijing. The WPK congratulated the CPC on the overall success of its National Congress. The Chinese foreign minister has called for creating a good atmosphere for solving the Rakhine issue in Myanmar. Wang Yi made the call in a meeting with his German counterpart, Sigmar Gabriel, and EU foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini in the Myanmar capital on the sidelines of the 13th Asia-Europe foreign ministers' meeting. The Chinese foreign minister has reiterated his call for Myanmar and Bangladesh to properly solve the issue through friendly consultations. He says the most urgent task at present is to encourage the two countries to reach an agreement on repatriation of refugees fleeing to Bangladesh from Myanmar. Beijing police have detained 18 people in relation to a fire in an apartment that killed 19 people on Saturday. The fire broke out in a three-story apartment building in Daxing District, a southern suburb of the city. Among the victims, 8 were under 18 years old. 8 people were taken to hospital, 7 of them are out of danger, 1 of them remains in critical condition. The second China-Africa Investment Forum will be held in the Moroccan city of Marrakesh on November 27th and 28th. The forum will bring together more than 400 high-level Chinese and African business leaders. The forum dedicates 2 days of conferences and debates to the financial implications for African economies and making the continent a true industrial platform. U.S. President Donald Trump announced on Monday that the U.S. will designate North Korea as a state sponsor of terror. Trump said the designation will impose further penalties on the country. He called it a long overdue step and part of the U.S. maximum pressure campaign against the North. North Korea would join Iran, Sudan, and Syria on the list of state sponsors of terror. U.S. officials cited the killing of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's estranged half-brother in a Malaysian airport earlier this year as an act of terrorism. North Korea was removed from the list of state sponsors of terror by President George W. Bush in 2008. Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe is set to chair a routine cabinet meeting at State House on Tuesday. The chief secretary to the president and cabinet is reportedly inviting all cabinet members to attend the meeting. The meeting takes place on the same day Mugabe's party will move a motion to impeach him after he missed the deadline to resign by noon on Monday. The impeachment process will be completed within 3 days. Mugabe is being charged with allowing his wife Grace to usurp constitutional power as well as violations of the party constitution. Rosneft has signed an oil supply deal with Chinese fuel trading firm CEFC. The Russian firm is set to provide its Chinese partners with up to 60 million tons of oil over the next 5 years. The agreement comes 2 months after the Chinese firm agreed to buy a 14% stake in Rosneft for over $9 billion. The deal will make the Chinese company a top 10 global oil merchant. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.